My name's Nick Lawrence.
So then, Nick, we're here at the Beaming kind of meeting. We were talking about digital platforms and downloads and all that kind of business. So what is your involvement within the music industry?
I suppose most people would say I'm an accountant, but I prefer to refer myself as a business manager, because we get involved in all kinds of stuff, and we're there as a vital part of the team that any talent needs to enable them to progress. A lot of folks, you know, a good friend of mine, Alan McGee, who's been relatively successful in certain areas, he was on the radio once, and he was asked the question, what would you say to anyone who was thinking about getting involved in the music industry? And he said, and this isn't a sales thing, but it's just great advice. He said, find yourself a good lawyer and a good accountant, because by the time you realise you need one, it'll be too late. So, you know, my involvement is that we do all the compliance stuff, but we take a real interest in our clients. We do everything for them so that they can actually just get on and do the right thing, which is spending their time creating.
Now, you've worked with some big artists in the past. Can you name some of those?
Oh.
We can name drop.
I don't know. I mean, I can say one of the ones that I like working with at the moment. That's a chap called Jamie Lawson. He's just had a number one album and a top 10 single. Smashing bloke. The great thing about him, his success has come to him late at the age of 40, which I think proves that, you know, it doesn't matter. There's opportunities for everyone in whatever genre, wherever they're from, at whatever age. And as I say, you know, I do work... I work with Alan McGee quite a bit, and with him I work with the Happy Mondays and Jesus Mary Chain and that sort of stuff, but also lots of emerging talent and not just performing talent and recording talent. It will be the whole ecosystem, publishers, agents, promoters, TMs, PRs, the whole kind of thing. And if we get the opportunity to enable them, to facilitate them working together, if we think there's going to be a tangible benefit from it, we'll do that as well. So it's not just about the numbers.
Now, one of the key points that we said tonight at the meeting and the discussion was, it's all about confidence at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, confidence. Yeah, well, you've got to have confidence in what you do. I think you've got to have conviction in what you do. Otherwise, what's the point? But then, going back to what I said a minute ago, taking that talent and surrounding yourself with the right team to make it happen, so that you can, so that other people can enjoy what you do.
Yeah, because you know, as a radio person myself, you know, I see so many artists coming to me, you know, and I say, have you spoken to such and such? Oh no, I haven't taken that route. So, you know, you coming along tonight, I think is kind of inspired quite a lot of people and thinking, oh, perhaps I'm not doing that aspect what I should be doing here.
Well, you know, the more you put yourself about, you know, we were saying earlier about self-help and looking online and doing homework, it's all about, you know, getting as much knowledge as possible. I met up with a very well-respected manager not long ago, and when I actually started doing some management, and I said to him, so how come you were so successful? He said, if I was in a room and there was something that I didn't understand, I wouldn't be scared of making a dick out of myself and putting my hand up and just actually understanding rather than nodding my head and walking out of the room thinking, what was that all about? And so I think that's kind of, that's good advice.
I think one of the points we did say tonight was don't be frightened to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that is the key. Don't be frightened to ask. Get as much advice as possible. You know, we do a monthly meeting for Beaming, and so many people come up and ask you for advice. And, do you see many of these kind of networking things going on across the country?
Across the country? I mean, I'm in London, so there's quite a lot of this stuff. There are certain bodies that I think it's useful for talent to get involved in. Whether it be PRS, whether it be AIM, AIF, MMF, all the other acronyms I can think of. I can actually tell you what they mean if you like. Association of Independent Music, Association of Independent Festivals, Music Managers Forum, Featured Artists Coalition, PRS for Music People. All these sort of folks, the more you get involved with them, the more kind of knowledge you'll soak up. And with knowledge, I suppose, oh God, it's a cliche, knowledge is power, isn't it?
I think with my career, it's a learning curve all the time. And coming to these meetings, I learn something every time. You know, and seeing you for people talk this evening was very interesting to know, you know, I think in lawyers and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's things when you play on the radio, you don't notice these kind of things. So these people in the background possibly should be getting recognised a little bit more.
Well, maybe. I mean, we haven't really got egos, I don't think. I'm just used to not having it, really. But it's, as I said, it's always a team thing. I wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for talent. Seriously. So, you know, it works both ways.
So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how do they do so?
We can have a look at our website, which is NWN, that's November Whiskey November, bluesquared.com. And you'll see a little mug of myself, and you can drop me a mail or give me a call.
Thanks, Nick.
Pleasure. Thank you, Beeman.